what happens is we get in our routines of specific tasks without seeing the bigger problems, solving it, and then selling it. This is what entrepreneurs do. They see a possibility. Some of you have such an unbelievable offer. You worked so hard to build a program and you launched it once. If you added value and somebody didn't appreciate it, don't then diminish your value. You do not stop loving because someone else doesn't love you right. That is defeatism. That is lowering yourself to the conduct of others.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You got to see the possibility, you got to solve the problem, and you got to sell it. Woo! See it, solve it, sell it. See it, solve it, sell it. Now, I know not everyone in the room is entrepreneurs, so let me just start with
a regular job. I had a regular job out of school. My first job, it was hard because over 40,000 employees worked at this company that I joined. 40,000, I was just a cog. And I was a cog from Montana, so no one valued me. It was just like, what are we gonna do with this kid? He can do anything. He's like a Swiss Army knife, but he doesn't do it. I mean, what are we gonna do with him? I was an expressive, I didn't know how to, I was just dumb. I was a kid out of school. And so I didn't find my place. And it was so hard for the first couple of years until I realized, you know what? I need to do more than the task assigned to me. I need to go the extra mile. I need to come to work every day and not do things first. I need to come to work and think of what are the problems these teams are facing? What are the problems the partners have at this company? And what I need to do is solve that problem. Not do the thing they told me to do only. I need to do the thing they told me to do. And then I need to go, what are the challenges they're facing? This partner, this manager, this person over here. And how can I help them solve that? Not do my tasks, solve problems beyond my tasks. Okay, this partner has this challenge with this client. All right, I don't know how to deal with that. But there's 40,000 people here. Somebody must know how to do this. So then I'd pick up the phone, I'd connect with somebody, I'm like, hey, how have you solved this problem before? Or I'd go to two team members, I'm like, hey, our manager's dealing with this. How can we solve this? And then I would go with that idea from the team or somebody else, and I'd sell that to the partner, the manager. I'd say, hey, I see that we're struggling with this. We got together and we were brainstorming about it. What do you think about this idea? Sell the idea. Does this make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
How many times have you done that in the last 5 weeks? Now we can start talking about bank accounts. Because what happens is we get in our routines of specific tasks without seeing the bigger problems, solving it, and then selling it. This is what entrepreneurs do. They see a possibility. They see that no one's really doing it. They want to improve it. So they solve it, and then they go and sell it. It's that straightforward. The issue is, if that's the wealth equation, let's just go back and look at your last 6 weeks. Let's go back and look at your last 8 weeks. Let's go back and look at the last 5 months. Let's go back and do our financial analysis of this year and just run this formula over and over and over. Don't be defeated by it. Don't be upset by it. Just be honest about it, because personal accountability is real. Either you saw lots of problems and opportunities, you tried to solve them, and then you sold it actively, or you didn't. And that led to a material gain, or it didn't. I know that's so simplistic, but how many recognize the power of it?
Yeah,
it's a form. You could run that formula all day long. Okay, tell me about the possibilities and problems you're seeing. Tell me about how you tried to solve it. Tell me about where you're selling it. That's business consulting. Tell me about the possibilities and problems. Tell me how you're solving it. Tell me how you're selling it. That's business consulting. Now the magic comes in the distinction of frequency. Some of you have such an unbelievable offer. Like, you worked so hard to build a program, and you launched it once. And you're disappointed in your finances at the end of the year. It drives me crazy. Brendan, I'm not earning enough. I'm like, okay, well, tell me about the possibility and the problem. How have you solved it? Looks like a good solve. Okay, now tell me about how you're selling it. Well, I offered it in April. I'm like, how'd it go? Well, I had some sales. Okay, well, that was in April? Yeah. What'd you do in May? Oh, well, you know, I started doing these 17 other things. And I'm like, wait, you have a solution, but you're not talking about it from the rooftops every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Many of you, I'm here, you have such extraordinary wealth. I'm like the guy who would come into your life and I go, let's do a garage sale. You ever do garage sales? We lived by doing garage sales. And a lot of our garage sales were funny. My dad would drive down a lot of the alleyways on the way home to work, and people would throw stuff out by the dump, because where we grew up in the alley was where the garbage was. So he'd take them from the garbage. And then on Sunday, we'd throw Is it sound weird? Oh, okay. I'm just like, is this, am I in my head or it's not weird? Yeah. Yeah. We do a garage sale. And that thing my dad got from the dumpster, he sold for $20. He was like, yeah. Oh my God. And I would come into your life and go, hey, there's a lot of stuff in your house or in your garage or things that are valuable. But the thing is, they're there collecting dust. You're not selling them. That's a metaphor for a lot of the value you actually have already in your business or in your life. Some of you have offers and programs, books. Some of you have solutions you solved at work a long time ago. It worked, but then you had one manager who sucked and you stopped talking about it. You stopped selling the idea. Some of you have an amazing idea. You never sell it. You know that kid I told you about who came to me and said, hey, Brenda, I'll open up the offer for you to invest $1 million. And I said, no, don't forget what I said previous to that. He's now raised $7.5 million. You know why? I said no, he kept selling it. I said no, he kept selling it. I said no, he kept selling it. That's what I mean by this. So it's not just an equation, it's a frequency formula. A lot of you, I'm here to tell you, sell what you have more often. Sell your ideas more often. When I came into the online marketing world, this is kind of where I gained my fame because I was the first one selling and doing personal development courses that were selling millions of dollars online digitally. Not CDs and DVDs, that was before my time, but digital online courses in personal development. First one to do multiple seven-figure launches in personal development, well before anybody else. And as I figured out that model, the thing that kind of shocked everybody about it was at the time, the model was you do one launch a year, maybe two launches a year, you shut it down, you go skiing, you hang out, you live the lifestyle. And I came in with the garage sale mentality because if you have a garage sale and it's good on Sunday and people show up, guess what you're doing next Sunday? You're open up the garage again. So they were saying, do a launch once a year. I'm like, well, what do you do with the rest of the year? They're like, oh, well, you just wait till next year and make a new one. I'm like, so you just made $1 million with this course. And then you don't sell it the rest of the year? And then next year you have got to make a new one? They go, yeah. I go, well, you don't like money? No one could explain it to me. I actually think it just was those particular guys at the time in online marketing, they loved their lifestyle so much. And it wasn't so much about the service or the brand building. It was like, make some money, you're done. Ski, surf, have a good time, come back. And by the way, that was their definition of wealth. It was great. But I'm a garage sale guy. I'm like, if I sell a course for $1 million, that thing is going to be on 24/7. And that's how those guys were always millionaires and I was earning 10 and 20 and 30. Who knows what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen? He was like, different. I was like, you got something that's working? Double down. Talk about it more. Sell it more. More traffic. More. Why would you hide your value? But that's what we do. We hide our value. We solved it, but we don't sell it no more. Some of you, you have so much value at work, but you gave and you tried. No one valued you, so you stopped adding value and now you're stuck. You've had promotion after promotion, pass and pass and pass. You got stuck. Someone didn't appreciate your value. Listen to this closely. Please listen. We're just doing a little performance mindset coaching for you. If you added value and somebody didn't appreciate it, don't then diminish your value. You all follow?
Yeah.
This happens all the time. Well, Brendan, my partner, I took her on a date night. I tried. I got flowers. I put on the shiny shoes, put a belt on. We went out. I tried. Guess what? She didn't appreciate it. She just complained that the salmon was cold. I said, okay, what'd you do next? That's it. I said, what do you mean? Screw her. So you tried to add value. It didn't go the way that you want. So now you're shutting down your ability to add value. That's defeatism. That's killing your wealth. That's killing your health. That's killing your happiness. And where you want, it's probably the most in-depth psychological trigger you can learn to unlock. When you feel unappreciated, you quit. We know that in America, if you did not know that. The number one reason for someone to quit a job in North America, this is not true, by the way, in every country around the world. It is in North America. The number one reason people report leaving a job is, number one, dislike and distrust of their first line manager. Why? They ask them. They feel unappreciated at work. So the number one people leave a job, the number one reason people leave a job, and by the way, a job is the way most people earn income. So the number one reason people break from an income opportunity is they don't feel appreciated by a person. I want you to let that settle in aloud. This is why our culture struggles so much. They've made appreciation more important than income. Now, in my life, I think about that quite a bit. There's a lot of my life I don't feel appreciated. A lot. When you run this many businesses with this many employees at this scale and this responsibility that I've got, and I'm coaching these billionaires, and sometimes I have this breakthrough moment with them, or I have this team and it exceeded this goal over here, or I turned around a company and it's Christmas, I don't get a lot of notes of appreciation. Or I have 3 million students, 10 write in and say something nice. That's all been my whole career. I can focus on that and be like, wow, most people aren't appreciative. And what? Stop my career?
I love you, Brenda.
I love you too, baby! Is this resonating for anybody? Listen, you don't stop your value because they don't get you. You don't stop your value because they don't show appreciation the way that you need your love language to be spoken. I don't give a crap. Did they give you your love language? I don't care. You don't diminish yourself because they don't give you your language. You do you, babe. You do not stop loving because someone else doesn't love you right. That is defeatism. That is lowering yourself to the conduct of others. You don't lower, you cannot maintain a wealthy, extraordinary life if every time someone does something and it doesn't feel like it's appreciative or you don't feel seen, then you lower yourself and your value. But that's what people do. They're in a bad relationship. He's a jerk. He treats you bad. He speaks to you bad. And what do? You go, well, I guess I'm bad. And now you lower yourself. You speak poorly to yourself. You treat yourself poorly because of someone else's conduct? No. Someone else's conduct is not your character. Your character is independent from other people's appreciation. Your value is independent from other people's recognition. Your value is independent from what other people say to you and how they treat you. You get to choose your value. You get to show up. You get to care for yourself. You get to love yourself. And when you have value, you sell it. You express it to the world. That's wealth. You know what? When I wrote Motivation Manifesto, that book took me 3 years because I was trying to understand the philosophy of personal freedom. And what I understood about the philosophy of personal freedom is you feel most free when you are free to be yourself, unencumbered by what you do internally or others do externally to push you down. And when you can do the things that bring you authentic joy, it means you get to be who you truly are and pursue things that are authentically motivating for you, intrinsically motivating, intrinsically fulfilling. You feel great when that happens. But if every single person's judgment of you knocks down your value, you will be 6 inches tall by the end of the year. I want you to get that. Most of you have way more value than you are expressing to the world. So let me tell you something. If you don't like the word sell it, because we have a culture that hates money, so they hate the word selling. Remember, all those rich people, what do rich people do? They sell stuff. They sell a lot of it. Very frequently. That's why they became rich. Can we all acknowledge that? So I got no judge. Like, if you don't like the word sell it, then let me share a new word. Express it. Express your value at work. Express your value online. Express who you truly are. It's the more that you shut down who you truly are, you shut down your value, You shut down your good ideas. Don't be shocked when they shut down your water. Don't be shocked when they shut down your business. Don't be shocked, because this is the formula. Am I seeing the possibilities and the problems? Am I solving them? Am I selling it, expressing it over and over? Because remember, wealth isn't just about the money. It's about how you feel. And if you're not expressing yourself consistently at high frequency, it's why you don't feel rich, a life of richness. Is this resonating here? All right, say it with me. See it. Solve it. Sell it. One more time. See it. Solve it. Sell it. Turn to the person upright, shake them, say it to them.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.